Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week, I will be talking about Thanksgiving dinners. What am I thankful for this Thanksgiving? I'm thankful I don't have to eat those Thanksgiving dinners of the late 60s and early 70s. Harsh, you say? Your mom would be so offended with you. Now, to be fair, my mom was known as an excellent cook. But my mother, like the rest of America, lived by the mantra, the only good vegetable is an obliterated vegetable. There were only two ways to prepare veggies. The first way was to boil them until they were utterly devoid of taste and the consistency of mush. This was how my mom prepared carrots and Brussels sprouts and baby onions and peas. Mind you, they actually did retain some taste. It just wasn't anything compared to the original flavor of the vegetable. The second way people prepared their veggies was by nuking them in their ovens. Microwaves weren't the norm yet, so my mom would cook the vegetables on extreme heat for what seemed like days and create delicacies like stuffed green peppers. Once again, the green peppers no longer tasted like green peppers, and the consistency was just tragic. But there actually was a third way you cook your veggies. You stewed them. There was those dreaded stewed tomatoes. Seriously? Serving these vegetable dishes to children was tantamount to poisoning them. Well, that's what my brother and I thought. So yes, our Thanksgiving meals had to include these fine vegetable delicacies. To make matters worse, we had the you can't leave the table until your plate is clean rule. I became very adept at sleight of hand. Sure, it looked like I was putting the boiled Brussels sprouts in my mouth, but if you watched carefully, you would have noticed I was actually fake chewing and spitting the Brussels sprouts into my napkin and transferring them to my socks. Hey, Mom, I have to go to the bathroom. Toilets were my best friend. Later in life, my wife and I wanted to ensure our four kids liked vegetables. We're healthy like that. I think it's important for kids to eat vegetables, considering their four food groups are chicken nuggets, chocolate milk, hot dogs, and the marshmallow star moons and rainbows out of Lucky Charms cereal. I believe we perfected the veggie eating plan. Step 1, make sure your child is old enough to chew crunchy food. Step 2, starve your children. It's really not that hard, folks. When you have four kids, someone is always starving. Step 3, only give your kids raw vegetables to eat. Bingo! They love their veggies. Now, as an adult, I've learned that outside of eating vegetables raw, one can always steam them, toss them in a wok, or lightly roast them in an oven. Using olive oil, seasoned salt, and fresh garlic, you can spice up any vegetable. Notice the common denominator, though. Cook your vegetables so they actually retain their original flavor and some semblance to their original physical structure. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This year, take the Thanksgiving pledge and vow to never again obliterate your vegetables. Not only will your kids love you, but you will also save on the plumbing bills.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.